I think some of you got a chance to enjoy the Texans burger, which has now quickly become my favorite. Anytime you put a hamburger with the onion rings and bacon and all the great things, jalapenos. So enjoy that. And that's one of the things I'll talk about in a minute. You know, as an organization, I'm fortunate that I've been here with the Texans from the beginning since 2000 and can tell you the history of how we've evolved this experience, which is among the very best in all of professional sports. That has been that way for a long time and continues to get better every year. That our thought at the end of every season is, okay, it's been a great year. Regardless of what happens on the field, off the field, our fans have had a great time. But how do we get better? And so starting in January into February, we take all of the fan research that we've done, focus groups, J.D. Power and Associates, fan feedback. We take our observations as sports professionals and entertainment professionals, benchmarking that we've done in other sporting venues, other entertainment venues, and said, okay, what are the big changes that we could make from year to year to make the experience even better for our fans? Last year was great, but how do we make it better? And you think about it in terms of a theme park. It's an introduction of a new ride every year. How do we make coming to NRG Stadium special every time for our fans? And there are several themes this year in the things that you're going to have an opportunity to observe either today or on game day. And the first is around speed. Making things faster. And first is from a connectivity perspective. We have installed with our friends at Verizon Wireless a new state-of-the-art distributed antenna system, 783 antennas, cost of $12 million, four times the capacity, and we've experienced 10 times the download speeds. And through our preseason games, the improvement has been dramatic. And you've seen that in the ability for our fans to post their photos on the video board and even watching our preseason television broadcasts. I noticed from the first broadcast that coming back from break, lots of fans with their handheld devices and doing all the things that they like to do. There's been approval for a new for a Wi-Fi system for NRG Stadium by Harris County Sports and Convention Corporation. We're awaiting the announcement of the install schedule. But it is going to take NRG Stadium from where it's been historically to a connectivity leader. And we need to. We will be welcoming the NCAA Final Four this spring, Super Bowl in 2017, and certainly all of our fans for Texans, for rodeo events, and all the events that come out here. We want to make sure that they have the best. Whether you're tweeting, posting a picture, checking your fantasy stats, we want to make sure that when you come to this stadium that you can do it. And to make sure that your phone remains charged, we have charging stations now at all levels of NRG Stadium available, so fans can check that out if their battery runs low. On that speed, on that theme of speed, the speed of entry into the stadium was important to us. And you think about the security measures that we've implemented since the beginning of the Texans. We had pat downs, then we went to a wanding a scenario. Now we have walked through magnetometers at all gates. And to be quite honest with you, the first two preseason games, there was a learning experience for the fans and for us to make sure that we get it right and we get all the benefits of the throughput that they've seen in other sports stadiums, but we've quickly gotten very good at it. In the first game, it was interesting. Fans, I think they thought they were going into the an airport terminal, and they wanted to take their shoes off and their belts off, and, hey, just take your phone out, right? That's all you need to remove from your person and to place it into the dish and to be able to go through. And now that we've gotten that straight, it certainly has been a big improvement for us. In the club, we have a new ordering system for our in-seat wait service to make it faster, easier, more convenient for our fans when they do engage in in-seat. And we've always had something that we call Texans Bucks, and it's been a paper product. And all-season ticket members have a chance to get a 10% discount of everything they spend on game day at NRG Stadium. We've introduced this year, for the speed of transaction, a declining balance card for Texans Bucks. And again, with a 10% discount, and we already have had more people take advantage of the Texans Bucks program of our season ticket holders this year. We've had more than we had for the entire year in 2014. And I think that convenience, that speed, has really led to a dramatic increase in adoption. So the second theme is about celebration. Texas is the state of football. Houston is a big part of that. And so this year we'll be celebrating high school football in the 500 level of NRG Stadium with our friends at Methodist. We've created a high school football wall, which will celebrate the teams and the state champions. And those will be updated on an annual basis so that fans will have something interesting to come and see. And because we're so proud of the high school football tradition that exists in this state, that we thought it just made perfect sense for us to celebrate it. You'll see gold at the 50-yard line and the NFL logos on every field within the National Football League as we celebrate the golden anniversary of Super Bowl 50, and we anxiously await Super Bowl 51 here in Houston, Texas. We have also a theme of demonstration. You know, I talked about celebration, well, demonstration. And our friends at NRG are giving us the opportunity to demonstrate photovoltaic technology, you know, solar panels, if you will. And we are demonstrating those with the bridges that we have put canopies over, and the canopy at the Budweiser Plaza. So they're not only beautiful and add some color and some real style to the stadium, but they also serve a purpose to demonstrate that technology in hopes that we can encourage additional adoption of those technologies by businesses and by individuals here in Houston. And they complement the EVgo charging stations that they installed across Kirby on the west side of the stadium this past season. So very proud to be working with NRG in that regard. And it's also about the burgerfication. It is the burgerfication of the game day at NRG Stadium with our friends at Fuddruckers. And we are now serving Fuddruckers hamburgers at our stadium. We look to expand upon that in the years to come as part of a comprehensive relationship with the Houston Texans and Fuddruckers, which also includes Ben Jones. And I don't know if you've seen his television advertisements, but they're pretty funny. He's a pretty funny guy, and he's the perfect spokesperson for them. And Fuddruckers will join really a great assortment of local brands, high-quality local brands. Our Beard Award-winning chef, Chris Shepherd, Good Company, Genghis Grill, Berry Hill, Baja Grill, Menchie's, Prince's, and others to provide a great food and beverage experience for our fans on game day. But as important as those changes are, those new rides, if you will, at the theme park known as NRG Stadium, what might be more important is what stays the same, is the quality of the experience that our fans will have. An unparalleled tailgating experience rated consistently as the best in the National Football League. A game experience which is among the elite in all of professional sports. And a real focus on value. I mean, we have available throughout the stadium a $5 beer, $2 water, Coca-Cola combos. We launched refillable popcorn and soda. I mean, we've sold out every game we've ever played, and we have a massive waiting list. We don't have to do it. We do it because it's the right thing to enhance the relationship that we have with those fans that have been so incredibly supportive of this team in hopes that they will be supportive of this team throughout their entire lives. And what also stays the same is that we have the best fans in the National Football League. They create an incredible home field advantage, and we can't wait to get them back here on Sunday. We open with the Kansas City Chiefs and begin the 2015 season. So with that overview, if there are questions that you have, and I do think we are going to do a look around at some of the elements that I talked about, Charles, is that right?
After we have the shooting period across the way, we'll be kind of walking around looking at some of the different elements.
Yeah. Aaron.
Yeah, my question was about the Wi-Fi. You you said you got an approval from the Harris County Commission. What kind of is the stage in terms of timing of the install?
Well, the Wi-Fi manager, the project manager, is in the process of creating the installation schedule. They haven't told us exactly. I'm hopeful in the next several weeks that we'll have a definitive schedule of when it'll be in. We are hopeful that we can have it in for the end of our season, so at the very least our fans have a game or two to experience it. Maybe they got a playoff game to experience if that's in the cards for us, and then certainly for the 2016 season it'll be in throughout. But that distributed antenna system actually was a pretty dramatic lift in the connectivity, and the Wi-Fi will just go even further.
And how many towers did you say?
There were 700 and it was antennas. Yeah, it was 783 antennas.
783 antennas.
Scattered throughout the stadium.
New?
Yes, yes.
Andy, how's that, the two systems that you have yet to begin install versus that, what's the difference like?
What's the difference between the one that we had? Well, the distributed antenna system is really for cell service, does okay on data, does give you some access to the internet. The Wi-Fi is when we'll be able to introduce streaming video applications and, you know, some pretty fantastic technologies that the fans will enjoy.
So this means you're going to have a lot of really cool things in place, more cool things in place when the Super Bowl gets here.
Yes, that's correct.
And for the Final Four.
And for the Final Four.
Before we get wrapping,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Did you say that little credit card thing was season ticket holders only?
It's only available for season ticket holders. They're called Texans Bucks, and they have the opportunity to put a value on those, and everything that you buy, you get 10% off.
So they can buy them and give them to somebody else?
Sure. Yeah, but it comes through the season ticket holder, that relationship we have with them and their account.
I got you.
Yeah, but what do you consider like the key thing that y'all done different from last year as far as the experience?
Well, you know, I would have to say the connectivity improvement that we've made and that we will make with the implementation of Wi-Fi is probably the most dramatic change.
Can you hold up the card?
By my face or away from it?
Away from it.
I knew the answer to that.
Jamie, did they ever decide who's going
to
pay?
Oh, do you want to see the logo?
I got it.
You sure?
Yeah, I got it.
All right, great.
Hold it right there. Hold it.
We like our logo.
Thank you.
Even when it's in silver. So,
Jamie, they ever decide who's going to pay for the Wi-Fi?
That's a better question for Harris County Sports and Convention Corporation, since it's their project.
Did y'all have a date set for that Wi-Fi?
Yeah, we don't. The project manager is in the process of creating that implementation schedule. I mean, it's probably roughly 90 days from the time they hit go. So, again, we're hopeful that we will have it installed for some portion of our season, even the last month, so our fans have a chance to at least experience it this year with better days ahead.
So definitely way ahead of the Final Four and Super Bowl and everything, right?
As it stands right now, that's correct, yes.
Could you go back over the 783 antennas, what they do?
It's part of the distributed antenna system, and they are the conduit to the distributed antenna system.
Connectivity in the building.
Yes, correct. It's the backbone of connectivity for the building.
And the 12 million includes the Wi-Fi here?
No, the 12 million was just the distributed antenna system. And that was Verizon Wireless.
Verizon.
The official wireless provider if you're Houston Texans.
What's your favorite?
That
was provided by Verizon.
Verizon provided the distributed antenna system. My favorite game day food at this point, it is a Fuddruckers Texans burger. Y'all good?
Yes. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.